Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Paul's Professional Lawn Care.
That would be me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Paul's Professional Lawn Care on that first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And certainly you've used Google, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search.
Yes.
Okay, I figured. So you know when you do that search, you'll get that map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there's that list of some of the local companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful. So like right now in your area, they see A&Z Lawn Care and Construction or C&E Lawn Care. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
No.
No? Okay. Well, they're smaller. They're the locals there too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would be listing you is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of those local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area. Today, there's a team of agents who will be calling through. And Google's rule is that we can work with one business per position. So once that open position is filled there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer those same services. So that way, just like those guys, you'll always be one of the local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be right there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there as Paul's Professional Lawn Care?
Well, he's been in business for, I think, 19 years. We've been married for going on 5 years. And so he operated a lawn care, mowing business before we met. And he hadn't really done any online advertising until we both signed up for Nextdoor on the Nextdoor app. And he's gotten quite a few referrals from Nextdoor.
Oh, I'm familiar with that. Okay. Okay, great. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Melinda.
Melinda, it's nice to meet you. And so for something like this, Melinda, so you and Paul are partners in this company now?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
He does the mowing and manages the financial side of it, but he's technologically challenged, so I handle the advertising and that kind of thing.
Okay. So for something like this, you would be the person that would make these sorts of marketing decisions or marketing purchases on behalf
Yes.
of? Okay. And the area that he's servicing, so I know that the 66071, that's home base, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
He mostly works up in Johnson County, Kansas, so probably for the most part 20 to 40 miles out.
20 to 40. Okay. So anywhere between here and there, you're pretty open?
Yeah.
Or just jump. Okay. And then I was looking for a website for you. And when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online so far. And I see some great ratings. You have these 5 out of 5 star ratings online, but I didn't see a standalone website out there for you.
We don't. We don't have one.
You don't. Okay. And that's fine. Some of them
it's
have
mostly
them.
word of mouth and people looking for services on Nextdoor.
Nextdoor and word of mouth. Okay. And then the other thing I noticed too, there is a, is that Angie's List or Home Advisor? Is that
yes.
current or was that earlier on?
That was earlier on. They wanted us to sign up for some advertising through them, and it was very expensive, and we got no referrals through them, so we backed out of that.
Oh, okay. I've heard that before. It's you pay for every lead, right, that they send?
Right, right.
Okay,
right.
And but leads don't always, they're not jobs. They're just like phone numbers?
Yeah. And, okay. And most leads didn't turn into anything, and we got tired of paying big bucks and not getting any clients, so we canceled our deal with Angie.
Okay, I've heard that before too. Yeah, you're not the first. Okay, so let me ask you this. If we could get you up there on Google in a position to have live calls coming in directly to you, like living, breathing human beings calling your phone directly, and then that
right.
way you wouldn't be paying per lead. You see value in that too?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for the Google listing that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound
okay.
good?
Sure.
Okay. So the good news is, if he's 19 years in business, I think, so they have something called a legacy rate, and that's a reduced rate, but you have to be 20 years and over in order to get that. Let me grab my regional manager for the area to get the approval, to apply mm-hmm. that rate reduction for the 19 years. I will
okay.
get you that pricing right now. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. That's John. He's coming over to apply that for me. So, Melinda, being that they have that area open for programming today on Google, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there as an option?
Sure. My question is, in the mowing season's just about over, so people are not really going to be looking for mowing service this time of year. So
well,
I just wondered how cost-effective that would be.
Good question. So they do offer seasonal listings as well. Let
mm-hmm.
me grab John. I'll get the details on that. Hang on for
okay.
me here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Melinda?